Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, 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 Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Never could have made it without you.
wherever it leads me. I don't mind, Lord. Hope you don't mind. I wanna walk with you, talk with you, do all the things you want me to do. Cause I know it's Jesus.
Lord, I pray for strength to make it another day. See, my ink don't drip like it used to, dried and blue. I'm ready to sign my life to you. The documents I faxed was my 2 weeks notice. I'm not getting anywhere. I was easily demoted. And even when I was so devoted, understanding that when one door closes, another one opens. But Lord, I'm scared to walk into another closed door.
I think you're not broken.
Job is my inspiration, and give up he did not in any situation. Lord, I pray for strength to make it another day. See, my ink don't drip like it used to, dried and blue. I'm ready to sign my life to you. The documents I faxed was my 2 weeks notice. I'm not getting anywhere. I was easily demoted. And even when I was so devoted, understanding that when one door closes, another one opens. But Lord, I'm scared to walk into another closed door. I think the knob is broken. Job is my inspiration, and give up he did not in any situation. David was weak, and yet he wasn't a man to defeat. Deborah was bold when Barack was cold. And to be clear, Lord, I ask you for courage, strength, and wisdom. I'm within mid-storm, and this can't be my norm. Normally it would have passed, but it seemed to have cast these shadows with no light in them. Soul gone cold, beautiful no more. Withering and dying with no growth. Lost all hope. Great is what I sought out to be. It seems to always get drained out of me. Ink drying like an open pen. There's no hope to win. So please guide me to this light while my soul still has some might. And this ink on my hands can write, because in the light there is no darkness, no falling from shortness. For when I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, no need to hold my breath. The shadows is behind me. God's plan to bring me to my knees, tears to my eyes. The gift of vision is my pride. Walking where you lead cannot be cut by devil's weed. See, through the waters, the rivers don't sweep over me. And when I walk through the fire, it's because of you I did not burn. Your back, you did not turn. Now I sit back and pray while you continue to work on me, and my soul is saved another day.
Lord, I pray for strength to make it another day.
See, my ink don't drip like I used to, dry and blue. I'm ready to sign my life to you.
The Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson and Van Meadows. Save Me by Natasha Chanel.
I miss you every day. calls, no more phone ringing. But I know you're finally home singing. Looking down on us, we got a frown on. But we good, go ahead grandma, get your smile on. Know it seems like our time is limited, or I guess I really should've visited more. But you always understood and say forgive me for. But every day that passed, just know I'm missing you more. You know I wish you was here, but God needed you. Lately when I close my eyes, all I see is you. You told me chase my dream, I'ma see it through. But see it's true, right now I'm needing you. Cause all we got now is a memory. That I remember you or you remember me. I know you're finally home, grandma. I'm just left with this message on my phone, grandma.
I can hear you say everything's gonna be okay. Just listen to me someday.
I want to take this time here and dedicate it to the broken. I want to talk to you for a moment. You see, I've been on this Christ walk for a good minute, you know. And I understand that there are some who got the thing figured out and down pat. But for the rest of us, every now and then, you know, life happens. And we need to simplify a little bit. This is the reason for this song. And I hope you hear my heart on it.
Tell the nations
what
much more simple than it seems. So I relinquish all my weary observation. Leave my so-called sacred knowledge at the door.
I get a little bit needy.
And I am yours. Oh.
Take me to the King. Tonight, you're joined with me, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, your humble host. And I feel like music ministry tonight. There is, I don't know, something in there. I just think we need to listen to some music and allow that to just transform us into a better place. I do have one piece for you that I'm going to share with you, and then I'm going to go into another song. But before we do any of that, there's only one way to start these programs, and that's in the word of prayer. So if you'd all join me at the throne. Heavenly Father, I come before you this evening asking first and foremost for your forgiveness, Father. Forgive me for those things that I've done that I should not have done. Forgive me for those things that I should have done that I neglected, Father. Help me, Lord, day by day, get closer to the person that you created me to be. Father God, I ask that you would bless callers, those that wanted to call in and couldn't call in, those represented families, Father God. Just have your way in this platform, Lord. Just come hang out with us, Father, as we play some music and praise you and give you all your due glory. It's in the precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ. I pray. Amen. Excuse me. I have to excuse me. think I'm trying to come down with something, but you're going to make it do what it do anyway. Okay. I have a piece that I wrote a couple nights ago. It just kind of hit me. So it's called Epiphany. There should come a time if or when you are so blessed that that light bulb finally goes off, where you finally get it, where you have that true epiphany. When you see the light, when, praise God, you are delivered because you have finally become ready to close the door to your dysfunctional, destructive, demonic night. You are now becoming the recipient of the greatest you. This is the best you will ever be. You are living and growing because you finally acknowledge your God-given epiphany. Traverse the entirety of what has been our lives. We have been given rungs to the ladder, if you will, of our rise to this most blessed state. For me, I can now see, in hindsight, some of those wrongs. Like when I was given the strength to be in a place to write my poem and testimony from craft to Christ. Oh, how that eye-opener inspired many, many songs of praise to have been sung. My Lord. Or when I was approached by, embraced by, and empowered, inspired, and loved by my poetry family. Epiphany. Yet another rung available for me. Another rung most definitely was being a witness to the birth of my oldest and now youngest nephew when he entered into his own God-given epiphany as the pastor and vessel of God for the birth of greater destiny. And I emphasize destiny, Family Worship Church. The 30th rung to date. My oasis and lifeline and source of strength in my epiphany of my life in Christ. Right in front of my eyes, those cloudy eyes that distorted what I see. Those things that within, oh God, I thank you, Lord. Finally, in hindsight, I recognize thee. I am presenting to anyone who hears this word from God through me, one who is now claiming in the name of Jesus his new and true epiphany. Rebuke the scum that clouds your eyes. In Christ, you too can finally be another blessed and highly favored recipient of your own true, God-given epiphany. You know, that's a powerful word. You know, it's a wake-up call. It's a lot of things. But for me, it's something I can't really put into words because it was something that I felt. And it's all because of one name. Name of Jesus.
Love. storm cloud. The snake speaks calm unto my fear, and when I feel that no one loves me, his loving breath is so near. That name is Jesus. Oh,
everybody all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Your simple song goes like this.
My hallelujah belongs to You. My hallelujah belongs to You. My hallelujah belongs to You. Oh Lord, yes. My hallelujah belongs to You. You deserve.
Come on, y'all gotta come on, say,
my hallelujah.
From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice.
My hallelujah.
simply say, you deserve it. Real simple, say it, church. From the bottom of your heart, tell the Lord, you deserve it, Lord, yeah. Everything I give you, Lord. Everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you.
All of the glory belongs.
Y'all got it now. Come on, say it. All of the glory, Lord, belongs to you.
All of the glory belongs to you.
All of the glory, Lord, yeah.
All of the glory belongs.
Everybody, lift your hands right here. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
You fill me up. Strength for the journey. Always enough. When I am lonely, you're there. Everything I need. Love all around me. You'll never leave me alone. When I'm ready to give, Lord, you won't let me go. You keep holding me. When I'm ready to give, Lord, you won't let me go. You keep holding me.
Hey.
Stood at the end.
Right where I was.
You came to find.
Dependable God.
You've been a friend.
I can count on you, you.
Never deny me your love.
Whenever
I'm in need. Goodness and mercy.
Follow me.
Just follow me. I'm not alone.
I'm never alone. This life. When I
pray to you, Lord, you won't let me.
Hey.
Working for failing. Sing that out to you.
All things are working for my good.
He's intentional. Hey, and he's never failing. I can smile again, and I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out, say that.
I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me.
Yeah, working for me.
It's working for me.
And I can hold my head up.
It's working for me.
Hey, get your confidence back. Sing, I don't have to worry.
Factory for this evening. I had a good time. It's always a good time when you're listening to praise. So I'm going to pray us out. And to anyone that happens to listen to the recording of this, if you have any questions or are curious about the Jesus, the guy that is so prevalent on this platform, hit me up. Paul Sampson, Divine Inspiration on Facebook. I'm Blessed for Free on Instagram and Divine Inspiration 58 on TikTok. Yeah, I made it to TikTok. And I will be happy to go over some things with you to familiarize yourself with the Lord of my life. Dan Meadows would also be happy to do so as well. You can find him as Van Meadows on Facebook. So now if you would join me at the front. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity to just spend some time with you, to listen to other praise warriors as they praise your name in song and music. Father God, as I leave this platform, I ask that your Holy Spirit would remain with me and to all of those that desire to call in this evening, but we're caught up with other things, Father God. We're in some dangerous times. Just pour out your blessings upon your children, Lord. Help us to get through these times, Father God. We can't do it without you. Keep me safe until next Sunday when I can return here to praise your name again with everyone. And it's in the precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. Amen.